Hey, yo. In today's climate, in today's society, there seems to be a confusion, a perpetuation of these overly complicated explanations of what a man is, what a woman is, what a male is, what a female is. And by the way, male, man, same thing. Woman, female, same thing. A man is someone genetically who has XY chromosomes, 23rd and 46, who has male genitalia, testicles, and a penis. Female is someone who has XX, 23rd and 46 chromosomes, and female genitalia. Ovaries, fallopian tubes, vagina, etc. It's real simple. When I was getting on the elevator today, this female, white lady, not that it makes a difference, but, you know, just being observant, a white lady got on the elevator. She seemed a little discombobulated. You know, it is a Monday. Maybe she had a case of the Mondays. You know, call back to that movie Office Space from the 90s. She got on the elevator. She seemed to be a little disheveled, kind of confused as to which button, what floor she wanted to go to. I'd already pressed the button that I was going to. Looked like she was digging in her purse. Who knows? But immediately after a few seconds of being disheveled, she kind of got into this aggressive posture. You know, men, we know that when you stick your chest out, there's a certain way you can stand. There's a certain way you can posture that's aggressive. And if I did that, if I stand a certain way, if I hold my head a certain way, if I walk a certain way, that could be considered an act of aggression toward another male. But the way this lady was posted up in the elevator across from me, it was real aggressive. Just not only from the way she was standing, but the fact that she stood directly across, not even back a little bit, ahead a little bit, turned like I'm facing one way instead of facing forward at the door. She's facing me, real defiant, real standoffish. And it's not what she did, it's the energy behind it. Like I said, posture, body language speaks volumes. So I kind of was shaking my head. I kind of was shaking my head to myself. But we eventually got to the parking garage level. And it was my intent to walk off without incident. But when the door opened, she did this kind of you go first move with her arm. And it took everything in me to not look that white lady in the face like, bitch, if you don't get your cookie crumble ass the fuck up out of here. Like real aggressive, like go ahead, kind of waving me forward. But of course, that's just a continuation of the aggressiveness she had already displayed on the way down to that parking garage level. I didn't react. I didn't respond. I didn't look. Normally, if a guy does that to me, like I'm a dog, like he would wave me forward. You know, when I do that, I do it gently, like, hey, you go. Or I'll even say, hey, ladies first or gentlemen first or whatever I say. I don't just wave my hand like somebody's a dog, because that's an act of impatience and irritation. That's an annoyance. That's a physical display of your annoyance. Like, hurry up, get the fuck out the way. Kind of is what you're doing. And usually if a guy does that to me, I kind of take a pause and kind of look back a little bit and keep on going. This time I didn't react. I didn't respond. I just walked out, went to my car. She went to her car. And something I do before I take off, I take a couple deep breaths. I take my time. I put my seatbelt on. I get situated. That lady was in her car, gone in less than, I would say, 10 seconds. And I'm sitting there minutes after. But of course, that's the energy I was feeling. Very rushed, very aggressive. Something that women need to understand is that most men don't like masculine women. in a sexual way, right? Most men don't like masculine women. And I don't want to contradict myself here, because in previous podcasts, I have defined masculine as cool, calm, collected. So in this case where that lady being aggressive, when I say masculine, I'm using that interchangeably with overly aggressive. Now, for a man, being masculine doesn't necessarily mean aggressive. It means you are cool, calm, and collected under pressure. But make no mistake, we have the tools to turn the fuck up. But the reason why, again, and I'll repeat this, and I said this before, the reason why most men, we don't like to be about that life, is because if we get turned up, somebody's dying. All that aggressive energy that lady displayed foolishly, I mean, it's foolish. All that aggressive energy, if I displayed that energy toward another male, we would have tension. There would be tension there. Right? If another male came in the elevator and was all standoffish and stand up, you know, posted up across from me with his chest out, you know, that's an act of aggression. That's what women don't understand. In her mind, she's probably thinking, "Oh, I'm assertive. I'm confident." They don't understand that. That's not assertiveness. That's not confidence. That's aggression. Not the same thing. Confident would be you walk in an elevator, you speak, and you stand there and you face the wall like normal people, or face the door and fiddle with your phone like normal people. Not posted up like you are defiant, like you're challenging me. I'm like, bitch, I'll knock your block off since you want to act like a man, right? Be a woman. Know your lane, know your role. But notwithstanding, females who behave that way, who don't seem to know that they're females, and I've seen this with studs, I call them studs, you know, lesbians, dykes, whatever you want to call them, who walk around grabbing what I can only imagine are some imaginary testicles. Like, bitch, you do know you're male, right? I mean, your feet, look, they got me confused. You do know you're a female, right? What you grabbing? It is awkward. It is against the laws of nature for women to behave the way that lady behaved today. And then when the elevator opened, you, like I would do for her, ladies first. And you waving me out, I'm a grown-ass man. I mean, I was going to head out first because I was closer to the door. But that's a problem with society. See, there's an agenda to not make the genders equal. There's an agenda to erase gender. That's never going to happen. Millions of years of evolution and common sense dictate that that's never going to happen. Like, lady, you are female. I'm a male. You're a woman. I'm a man. It's my birthright to be dominant. I'm bigger than you. I'm stronger than you. And if you were a man being aggressive like that toward me, I would have bucked up against you. But because you are a foolish female and don't know any better, I gave you a pass today. And you know the sad shit though too, is I can imagine that lady being the boss somewhere, bringing that type of energy into the workplace, and these poor men who have to work under that Jezebel spirit. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? No fucking way. Society is twisted. It's wicked. It's reprobate. It's backwards. Women should not be behaving that way. You are not a man. You're not masculine. And being aggressive doesn't make you confident or assertive. That's just aggression. That is not something that makes me respect you. It makes me want to slap the shit out you. Especially when you're behaving that way unprovoked. You're being standoffish. And on that note, be careful out here. Be watchful. Be prayerful. These devils are busy. I'm out.